We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Samach Vav, Sif Yud Beis. We are in the middle, we are up to the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Umisha Shachach Kiso Alav B'Shabbos, someone who forgot their wallet on them on Shabbos. Imhu B'Beiso, if he is in his house, and therefore there is no Isser of Hotza'a Mershus HaRabim Lershus HaYachid, it is only an Isser of Muksa, then Yachol Leilich Imo Lacheder Lahatir Chagor V'Lipo Sham Latznil. He can walk to whatever room he wishes, where he feels that it would be safe, and untie the belt, so that his wallet will now fall onto the ground. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is based on something we will see later on in Siman Shin Ches, that when you have a muksa in your hand, once it is in your hand, you can bring it to wherever you would like. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra, who is Machmir, and says that that is not the case. Only if you picked it up beheter would it be permissible to bring it wherever you'd like. But if you picked it up Isser, such as in our situation where you were not supposed to have your wallet on you, then it would be prohibited to bring it wherever you'd like. You would have to drop it wherever you are. However, the Ramah says that maybe even the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe even the Gra would be maskim in our situation where if you untie it and you let it fall where it is, it will be lost. But Makom Hef said maybe even the Gra will be makil. Continuing in the Ramah, Imhu Bashuk, if you are outside, and therefore there would not only be an Isser Muksa, but an Isser of Havar, Dalaram, Rishas HaRabim, Asr Lavio Labeso, you cannot bring it to your home where it would be an Isser of Rishas HaRabim to Rishas HaYachid, Rakmatir Chagor Bashuk V'Nofel, you have to drop it where it is in the Shuk. Of Omer Leinu Yehudi L'Shamro, and you ask a non-Jew to watch it for you. V'Mevio Ein Lachosh, and if the non-Jew brings it to your home, then that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that we are only referring to a situation where you're not afraid that another non-Jew is going to come and take it. But if you're afraid a non-Jew is going to come and take it from where you drop it, then you can run with it, use the heter that we saw earlier on. You can run with it so that you are not performing any akira. And when you get to wherever it is, you throw it in kilachar yad. And if you ask a non-Jew to watch it and you're afraid that he's not going to watch it, he might take it, then you can even tell him to bring it to your home. Once again, all of these heterim are b'makom hefsed chachamim, were makil in certain situations. Sif Yud Gimel, matzah arniki b'Shabbos, aser litlo. If you find a bag on Shabbos, you are not allowed to take it. Afal pi sheyar penya kadmenu acher, even if you're afraid that someone else is going to come and take it. Since it does not belong to you, we are not makil, as this is not a hefsed to you. The Bar Halacha says that we're not even matir muksa b'makom hashavas aveda. As well, the Bar Halacha says that you are allowed to be metatal b'regel, you can kick it. However, the Chazanish thinks that tilta b'regel is only mutter if it is when you are walking along, you happen to kick it. But to kick it b'kavana so that it could get to wherever you want to get it, that will be usher according to the Chazanish, whereas the Mishnah Berurah is makel in such situation in all cases of tilta b'gufa. Siman Reish Samach Zayin, Dinei HaTfila Be'erev Shabbos. Sif Aleph, says a Mechaber, but Tfilas HaMincha Be'erev Shabbos Ein Noflem Al Pneihem. We do not say Tachanan on Mincha of Erev Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is because it is so close to Shabbos. And therefore, if one has a meal and they wash, they would not say Al Naras Bava, rather they would say Shir HaMalos. And this applies, says the Mishnah Berurah, all the time after Chatzos, even if it is Mincha Gedola. Sif Beis, Magdimin L'Hispala Arvis Yosir Mosachol. We try to daven Marv early. Mishnah Berurah explains, so that we can be Mekabel Shabbos early. Continuing the Mechaber, Ube Plag HaMincha Yechol Hadlugul Kabel Shabbos V'Tfilas Arvis V'Lechol Miyah. The earliest time that you can be Mekabel Shabbos, as we saw earlier, is Plag HaMincha. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you are going to be Mekabel Shabbos after Plag HaMincha, you should be sure to daven Mincha before Plag, so that you are not being over on a tarti desasri, so that you do not daven mincha and marv during inappropriate times, meaning both after plag but before tzeis. The Mishnah Berurah does quote some who are makel bitzibur to allow you to daven a tarti desasri. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better not to be somech on this, and that Stadam Lahakel, which he quotes in the Bar Halacha, he says it's better not to rely on. This is what is a minhag in many communities in the summer. The 7 o'clock minyan is an issue of Tarte Desasri. Obviously, as the Mishnah Berurah and the Bar Halacha said, there is Makom Lahakel, but it's better not to rely on it if one does not need to. In all situations where you are davening Marv early before Tzeis, the Mishnah Berurah reminds you that it's important to remember to daven, to say Kriyashma again after Tzeis. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes that it is best to be machmir, even if you have your suda after plaga mincha, to at least eat a kazayis of bread after teis as well. A final issue to be aware of, says the Mishnah Berurah, is if you finish Maariv and there is less than a half hour until Teis HaKochavim, you should not begin to eat yet. Rather, you should say Kriya Shema and then eat.